The city has about $3.2 million in what's called its Marine Passenger Fee Fund, money from the state that's collected from cruise ship passengers who travel through Alaskan waters. The only condition is that the money gets spent on projects that directly benefit those passengers and their safety, transportation, or efficiency. Proposals on what to do with the money were submitted by groups and individuals around town. Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley makes recommendations to the Assembly on the projects, which will then make the final decision on what gets funded. Dinley's recommendations were posted in a list Monday on the city website. He greenlighted 5 of the 10 suggested projects. They include $65,000 for pedestrian improvements at the intersection of Lake and Lincoln Streets, funding the construction of 2 security guard shacks near the lightering docks, creating a summer youth work crew, though no details were provided in the city list, the creation of better interpretive and directional signage to guide visitors around town, and adding recycling kiosks near the docks and downtown. Norm Campbell coordinates recycling for the city. He says adding more kiosks wasn't his idea, but he likes it.
The consciousness of having them around would stimulate the local people just as well. You know, seeing an available container is always a positive thing.
5 other projects did not get approval from city administration. One project would have seen the design of a floating cruise ship moorage and passenger transfer facility. Lightering passengers into town is less than ideal, Dinley wrote, but he has concerns the project would be too expensive and take several years to be accepted by the community. Also on the no list, spending $25,000 at Fortress of the Bear to resurface the parking lot and improve traffic flow. Dinley said that didn't benefit a sufficient number of passengers to justify funding it over other community needs. He used the same argument in withholding his recommendation from a proposal to provide stipends for transporting cruise ship passengers from a private dock out Halibut Point Road to downtown. And Dinley also rejected the idea of providing $300,000 to renovate the Sitka Historical Society and Museum. Bob Mettinger is executive director of the society and its museum, which is located inside Centennial Hall.
Our collections storage is spread around several locations in town, and our exhibit space just is not adequate to tell the type of story we'd like to tell with Sitka and this amazing history we have. So we are hoping for a consolidated and expanded location that would better tell our story.
Mettinger says Dinley told him the plan would likely not get approval this year until a broader vision could be developed for the Centennial Hall complex. And Mettinger says he looks forward to future dialogue toward that goal. A broader plan is also what's in mind for Kettleson Memorial Library. The 5th and final project that did not receive city approval was to locate a visitor center inside the library. Sarah Bell, director of the library, says it makes sense to look holistically at that area of town.
Centennial Hall, museum, library, visitor center, there are lots of different needs that if we approach it in a unified fashion makes a lot more sense than piecemeal.
The list of projects now heads to the Sitka Assembly, which has the final say. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.